Hi, everybody. This is Ron Albatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here on this wonderful Wednesday. And, you know, please call in if you have any questions. You know, this is what's neat about this show is that you can call in and ask your concerns. So here we go. Let's do some healing. If you're new to the program, what we do on this program is to help you get it more into your body with your spirit so you can become more conscious. And we'll be doing the mind-to-heart drop here in a minute, but let's first do some emotional trauma release. So you can think of a situation in your life that you've experienced in the last few days or so, or maybe the last week. Just think of it now. We'll take it away. So here we go. Think of something, and if you can't think of anything, then go back a little bit further. Here we go. One, two, going to release it from you. Three, four, and five. Remember, the light in your spirit is here to help you experience life with experiences. So you're here to experience experiences. But you're not here to experience the trauma, and the trauma comes from the darkness. The darkness wants to kind of grind you down. This is why you have your negative programming in your genetics from your ancestors, and kind of goes on and on and on. But mainly, you're here to have fun. So when you have these clearings, especially the whole lifetime ones, then you can get out of the past to relive a brand new life. So here we go. That was an emotional body clearing. These are invisible energetic bodies. An emotional one is better known to us as ghost. So we're going to do now the feeling body. And it goes a little bit deeper for some people who has their emotional body stuff full of stuff. So here we go, emotional body. Same process. Think of an issue, a situation, and here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we're going to do a trauma body. This goes actually deeper still. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's do a pain body. Again, think of a pain that you have. Remember, the light always sees you in pure perfection. And so whatever you're dealing with, that's what you're experiencing, but they cannot help you to release the negativity on that or to have a healing because this is what you have chosen to experience. So it gets a little disconcerting sometimes because we think that the light's supposed to be there to help us. And they are, but you have to ask. And all the healings work through your spirit. So the light ship basically empowers your spirit, and that energy then helps you. So your healings take place according to how much spirit energy you have with you in your body. The higher it is, maybe the quicker you may have a healing. So here we go, pain body. So stronger, we'll bring in the energy here. So you can actually feel it more, then we'll release it. So here comes, we're not going to bring in more pain to you. Bring in more of the energy for the pain release. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And release your pain. So think of it. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a mind-to-heart drop. This you should be doing all the time, probably three, four times a day. And just think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead, awakening thoughts. First floor would be your heart center. It's going to drop you down now. So here we go. And take your thoughts and drop into your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So you should not be in your head any longer. Think a thought. It should come out of your chest cavity. And from there, when you're in your heart center, you cannot have a positive thought or a negative thought. Remember, you're in non-judgment. So that's interesting. Some people don't understand that completely. But remember, when you judge, then you're in mind. When you're in your heart center, then you're in basically discernment. And the light cannot judge the light. and if it did judge the light, then it would be the darkness. That's what the darkness does, is create judgment. So, we have a lot of questions here in the fast chat. I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. Are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here in cyberspace, and hello and welcome, everyone. I am having a little bit of technical difficulty on my end as far as being able to see the fast chat right now, but I just wanted to mention a couple of things quickly, and one is that if you'd like to call in and talk live with Ron and ask your questions or ask for a healing sample, then we would love to have you call in, and I'll give you the phone number for tonight. It is 888-815-9756, area code 888-815-9756. So we'd love to have you call in. And then also, if you can't call in live, you can type on the fast chat and enter a question, and we'll try to get to as many of those as we can. And Ron, would you like to start out by making any announcements about upcoming events?
Yes, we'll be doing the continuation here next month of the 8-hour calls and the 4-hour Saturday call. The 8-hour calls, hang on a second.
I'll just mention while Ron is taking care of that, that if you would like to pull up the light being in front of you on your monitor screen, that would be wonderful if you haven't done that already. And to do that, you just go to the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page, and you can access that by clicking on any of the time slots that we're on. And then just scroll down the Creation Lightship page a ways, and you're going to see the beautiful light being picture there, and that was actually drawn by an artist who was on the lightship for a healing. And if you drop into your heart center and stay in your heart center throughout the program, you can feel the divine energies just coming to you right there, and you can communicate with the light being and request a healing. And Ron, I'm sure, will activate that presence during the hour. So that's a wonderful way to experience the pure peace and divine energies that come from the lightship directly to you in your heart center.
Hey, so here we go. So, we have the calls coming up next month. The 17th is a Saturday. That's a 4-hour call, the Ascension call. And then we have the 18th and then the next two adjacent Sundays. So three in a row. And you can be getting an email on that if you haven't received one already. If not, you can go to the website and check it out, too. The cost is $200 for one person. If you have a spouse, then they're half price, $100 for them, or other family members. If they're under 18, then they're free, living at home, and naturally your animals and pets are also free to come along. So we take away the alien energetic life forms in the quarantine rooms outside the lightship. And basically what it does, it gets rid of these alien life forms from you. I see that we have a request here for some of those clearings, too, so we'll do that in a few minutes here. So let's do the energizing of the light beam, and then we'll do an orb clearing here. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you just tune into the program, go to Creation Lightship Healing, and go down about an inch or so. You're going to see a light beam there. Bring it up, and here we go. I'll count to 10 as it gets energized here. So 1, 2, this will be female energy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. In fact, we'll just increase it more here. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we had a question, maybe a healing for the orbs. That's, I believe, a free clearing on the website, too, if you wish to get rid of the orb energies off of you. These are the things that you saw, probably if you haven't seen it, you probably have, but in the movie Avatar, the orb energies are the small jellyfish energies that attach to us. And so basically what I'm finding out now is that these orb energies are an extension, we'll say, of the large jellyfish that are on top of our heads. There's many of them, and they kind of just come off, and they're like little scouts, and they come to our skin to read our cellular memory. Now, how do they come into our skin? What they do is they come in through our auric field that our skin puts out. This is not your body's auric field. This is your skin's auric field. So I'll be putting a clearing up at some point here on the website for this here. What happens is if you have maybe, say, pinpricks from needles or something, you skin yourself, you know, you have draw blood or whatever, you get spanked, you have a sunburn, you get cut, any of these things actually will tear a hole in your auric field, okay, maybe a mosquito bite, and then that's how they come in, because we're not taught to heal the auric field of our skin. So right away, your spacesuit, we'll say, has holes in it, and they find these holes just like mosquitoes would, you know, when you go camping in a tent. They somehow know how to come in, and when they come in, they attach to your cellular memory, and then they start playing out your dream state, because they work with your dream state too, and they know all about what's happened to you in the past, and probably more recently, it'd be what you experienced in this lifetime, and this is what they do is bring forth a program of what you lived in the past, but they always do a little twist on it. This is why most of the dreams that people have at the very end of the dream, they kind of put you into some kind of trauma drama. And you know that you're in darkness because the light does not ever give you any kind of drama trauma. And that's what happens. So that's kind of that in a nutshell. So we'll do a sample of this clearing here. This is the orb clearing. And orbs are all around. They're mainly associated with people doing photography. You're going to see them around people sometimes. They get imprinted onto the film. Some look like little happy smiley faces. They're also showing up a lot, probably more recently or maybe always, with alien sightings and also the crop circles. So that's how they show up right now. I have no information on whether or not crop circles are negative or positive. I won't go into that aspect. That's not what I'm here to do, is to, you know, go into another tangent on stuff. I'm just here to help you get into your body. So whatever is breaching your energy is what I'm here to do to help you with. But anyway, let's do an orb clearing. You may feel these leave, may feel the tentacles leave out of you. So here we go. So stronger, stronger. Let's work with the bottom of your feet first. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Moving up now, go up to your ankles, up to your knees. Stronger, to get released. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Moving up further, up to our hips. Stronger, stronger, stronger. A lot of energy is flowing right now through me. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Moving up now, solar plex energies here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Put on the arms. This is a big one here. Stronger. Remember, we always have our arms getting hurt with something in our hands. So stronger. Get them released here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go up for our neck and top of our head. To the top of our head. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay. So like I said, this is a free clearing on the website for orbs. This will be like a fly swatter to get rid of them. I'll be doing a whole lifetime orb clearing at some point here to get these energies off of you for your whole lifetime, going back year by year. So let's see. We had another question here about alien attack removal, I think, here. That was from Jason. And if I missed anybody, I'm sorry. My fast chat is moving up quickly here as people get on here. But let's see. Let me just read this here. It's a little hard to read. Okay, so let's do some clearing here. On the top of the website, creationlightship.com, there's a drop-down box. It's in green. Very, very top of the page, we have a couple of the BBS programs on there. And these programs are for you to listen to and sample. You can also go to the BBS site and find these. The date, if you wish, one of them is 11:30:08, and I believe it's 10:10:09. These are the two times or dates that we did alien attack removal stuff, which is the parasitic life form. So let's take off some of the jellyfish energies. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So we have a lot of these sample clearings. You can check it out here on the two different BBS shows here. I'll give you an idea of what's attached to you. And if you feel anything leaving you, that's means that it's happening. And if you want to do more work on yourself, it's only $30 for the month, a dollar a day. And you can get on there 24/7 to get these things off of you. You can get rid of alien races, parasitic life forms. You can also type in maybe a person's name if you wish, a website, etc. So it's quite creative, and you can have a lot of fun on that. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So you got the floor.
Okay, well, I guess we haven't had any callers yet tonight, so I'll give the number another time in case somebody would like to call. And if you want to grab a pen, everyone, and write this number down in case you have the opportunity, we'd love to hear from you. It's area code 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. So, Ron, can you talk a little bit about how basically the difference between being in the present moment, being in the now, or whatever you want to call it, being heart-centered in the moment, and how that is different than when we're basically kind of stuck looking at the past of the things that have happened to us and how the clearings get us out of that?
Okay, so what you're really living here is all your past energies. So in this lifetime, you're living situations, events that got triggered from your past DNA imprinting, and your spirit chose to bring those up along with your body to get those out of you to give you a longer lifespan. So what happens is during this process, we see those as learning lessons. And at first, things start to happen outside of yourself. You don't really understand what's happening. You see people getting hurt or have situations happening to them, but that's just a reflection of you, but not really, you know, as much of that at that time. So you're just seeing a glimpse of what could happen to you. So at that point, maybe you're only 5 years of age seeing things happening and you don't understand it, but as you get older, you start seeing things happening, and take note, because that is probably going to be on your doorstep someday. So you want to get the clearings to get rid of these energies. So what happens is you're living the life of all your ancestors. That's your DNA. So whatever they thought in their lifetime, which is judgment, which is darkness. So the darkness, which is judgment, is imprinted into your body. This is why your body is so dense and the way it looks. Now, as you start changing the energies with you, you start releasing what's on the top of the iceberg, events from this lifetime. This is why we have the whole lifetime clearings. So the whole lifetime clearings are there to eliminate what you've experienced up to now throughout this whole lifetime. And those clearings, most of those are $5 times your age. And the most important one to have is your emotional clearing. If you've been listening to this program for quite a while, you know how these clearings help you by just doing some free samples here. By all means, you know, save the money up and get your emotional clearing, because that's a must. That will change your whole life. Because whatever you think about, you know, if you go out to eat with somebody or your friends, and you meet with other people, they're going to be talking about situations in their life that they're dealing with, and those situations also relate to you. And you need to know that you can get rid of these situations just by having a clearing. Online, the clearing probably takes maybe a half an hour to do. So when do you want to take the half an hour to change your life? Remember, you have to walk forward to do this. And, you know, notice that you do want to change. Otherwise, you won't be changing. So the light ship does all this work for you almost instantly. Otherwise, it could take you, hundreds of lifetimes to clear out one lifetime here. And they just can get your spiritual blueprint. This is not your Akashic records. This is the actual blueprint of your body, which they created so that they have that. Nobody else has that blueprint. And then from there, they eliminate the past. And that's the best thing to have in your life is that clearing, is the emotional clearing. What happens is, once you have the clearing done, you're no longer living your past. Otherwise, it's going to be recycling on you day after day throughout your whole lifetime. And each time an event pops up, it'll get worse for you. So you want to get rid of that energy. That's the first clearing to get, is that emotional one. There's many other ones on there if you choose to do some, but the emotional one is what's needed. If you're having maybe problems getting ahead in the world, whatever that means to you, maybe making money, maybe looking for a new job, then you can go on, and I believe it's $50, do the self-empowerment clearing, and that lasts for a month and a half, which is 6 weeks. And there's many, many drop-down boxes there, or a list of information there, a list of things. I think there's 37 of them, but you can add some and get on that and do the self-empowerment one. And that will start to eliminate why you're not getting ahead, whether it's your mind causing it, somebody else's mind projection, aliens, spells, witchcraft. So it has a lot of different issues that people are dealing with that are also in the whole lifetime clearing. So I put this up for people who just want to try to change your life instantly, and this can do that for you. So it's a very nice clearing to have. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you again, Sylvia.
I believe I heard a caller come on a little bit ago. Do we have anyone on the line here?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
I do see a billboard, so I want to do that one. So we'll do that one after Larry.
Okay, great. Okay.
So I would just like to ask Ron for another healing of a series of healings he's been giving to me about the healing with the kidneys and the lower back. The kidneys, and then goes to the lower back, and then the kidneys and lower back again, this pain. And it seems like I was zapped by a laser with the kidneys and the lower back, and the pain goes back and forth, you know, from the kidneys to the lower back, back and forth repetitiously at different days. And I wondered if I could get another healing in that regard.
Okay, so what I hear you telling me, because remember we hear words differently, okay? What I hear you saying is possibly you got interfered with by maybe some force outside of yourself, we'll just say it's alien, and they're zapping or connecting to your kidneys.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay, so here we go. And what I will say, I talked to one gentleman quite a while ago, and he said he was transcribing the shows, and or maybe a show, and he found out that what he was physically writing with his hand was different than what I was talking about. And he was kind of amazed by that because he couldn't figure out that why the words are different. So remember, the dark side can change things with you so that you actually maybe hear selectively something that you're used to hearing. And I'm not really even probably saying that. So this show is kind of a lot different than other shows. This is not... I guess it's mainstream for us, you know, for the light, but it's not really mainstream for the darkness. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here on your kidneys here. We'll take away objects. First thing, since you have been hit with the laser, Larry, we'll just realize that is a possibility, okay?
Okay.
That means you have a tracking device on you. So you have an implant there because they have to know where to attach this laser to. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if anybody else has a similar situation where they feel like they're being attacked, maybe pinpricks or something, let's take these out of you right now. So here we go. We'll get rid of this tracking device. You could call it an implant. So just think of someplace on your body, everybody. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to release it. I can't use 10. I got to move my hand here, so we'll count to 10 anyway. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and getting them out here. There's quite a few out there. They're all different types of alien races. Remember, they're not just one or two races. There's thousands of them that are competing for your life force energy. Well, some people just think there's only one, which is great. You know, you only have one problem in your life. Well, they're all out there. So you're like one fish in a pond with a bunch of fish hooks in there with different bait, and they're trying to all get you at one time here, and they may do that. So here we go. There. How's that feel, Larry? I got that released from you. You sense
any
energy?
Yeah, it's starting to loosen up, Ron.
Okay, now we're going to work with your back itself. So here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. Here we go. Okay, good. So let's work with the billboard here. Okay, and we have another question from Ed. I still see it here. Uh-oh, just blinked out. Oh, it's still there. Can we end the constant thought creation of the mind? Let me think on that one here. So let's get rid of the billboard first. So this actually is part of it, because your body is transmitting on the billboard your problems, okay? So what happens is that the problems that you're dealing with, on one aspect, your spirit and body wants to heal that. Oh, that's a good thing for your body, okay? But, you know, being hit over the head a bunch of times because you don't get it isn't so good. But the billboard's still saying, hit me over the head, I don't get this, okay? So this is kind of a difficult one here. The other thing is, what are the aliens transmitting, okay? Remember, you have a natal chart. Now, let's just talk about this just briefly. Your natal chart is there to connect you to the planets, and then the planets control you. That's just very simple. There's more than the ones that we know here in our newspapers. There's probably thousands of them connecting to you. Well, the next thing is since they're connecting to you, everybody else in your life or that you don't know yet have to connect to the same plan that you're involved with, okay? So if they're connecting you to, you know, thousands of other people physically to make this process work for them to cause you pain and trauma in this lifetime, that's being transmitted now on your psychic billboard, okay? So this is why maybe you get into a car wreck, maybe why somebody gets angry with you that you haven't seen ever in your life on the street. Maybe they run over your toe with a bicycle or something and you have pain. They cause an argument or whatever, or maybe you cause one because you don't want to get your toe run over. But all this stuff is still the same thing. It's in your billboard because you have to make the connection. You have to have people come into your life. So this is probably part of Ed's question, too. So let's get rid of the billboard here. I can't do it all the time for everybody, but we'll get rid of it right now. And just see how your body feels. See if it changes its energy. Because remember, you're also getting these psychic cords and cordings from people from the billboard. So what is your billboard saying to everybody around you, okay? Is it saying, I don't have any money, so I want to have my money stolen from me? Is it saying that, please give me lots of bills? Is it saying, please make me sick so I have to go to maybe a doctor and spend lots of money? Is it saying, I don't have enough money for gas for my car, so, you know, I want to see the gas prices go up? There's many, many things like that can go on that you don't even know about. So just think what your billboard is saying and how it is affecting your life, because this is running your life. Remember, everybody reads psychically. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 and take note on how your body's feeling afterwards. I'm getting very hot right now. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, to see how you feel. Next question here is, can you give specific examples of ancestral judgments? Yeah, whatever you think of, it's there. For some people, they have a automatic maybe hatred toward other people. We see that a lot with what's going on in the Middle East now with the Muslims and the Christians, we'll say, or other people. For some reason, they hate the other type of person. Where does that come from? Well, it could be from their parents telling them that, but where does that come from? It comes from your information that's stored inside of your body. So you have a history of a belief system that may or may not be valid to you, and that belief system is passed on from generation to generation. And that's all judgment. So that's kind of what it is. So I hope I answered that question for you. But you're full of judgment from your ancestors. And remember, when you're in the heart center, you know that you cannot think a negative or positive thought. And when you're in the heart center, you're in the moment, the present moment. So you're out of time. So you only have two things. You have in time and out of time. And then you have being in time is the darkness, where you have mind energy in your head, collective consciousness, Akashic records, your natal chart, all this stuff is mind energy. None of that exists when you're in spirit. Okay, the spirit does not know darkness, never created darkness, and all it knows is free choice, free will. So the darkness takes that away from you. Okay.
I think I heard another beep about a few minutes ago.
Okay. Sure.
Hello, Sylvia. This is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy. Thank you for calling.
Sure enough.
Do you have a question for Ron tonight?
Oh, yes, regarding ascension. You've talked about ascension and that we need 100% of our spirit in our body in order to ascend. How do we know how much spirit we have in our body?
That's a good question. Okay, you're going to start to feel yourself becoming a little lighter. What I'm going to do for everybody is bring them into their body 100%. I'll put space holders in you. Would you like that, Judy?
Yes. Love it.
Okay. So let me talk about space holders. What the light chip has is what I call space holders. Now, these space holders cannot do anything for you whatsoever. They cannot protect you. They cannot manifest for you, but they can hold the space of light. And they don't stick around for too long, but we'll have them stick around for about 1 hour. So you're going to actually feel what it's like to be in your body like you were when you were a child, when you were first born, okay, which you may not remember, okay? So we're going to do that for everybody so you can know how it feels. So we're going to start everybody off, and most people are in their bodies about 20%. So we're going to start at 10% and move up. So you're going to be able to find out probably about where you are in your body as you feel yourself becoming a little more clear, okay? So here we go. We'll start off at 10% and bring in some space holders now to bring you up to 20%. Okay, that's done now. Now we'll go up to 25%. So I'll just count them up. So 25, 26, and just kind of take note on where the energy feels stronger for you as you start going onto this ride, okay? 27, 28, 29, and 30%. So most people are 20% of their body, so if you were at 20, you're going to feel better right now. And the space holders are coming into you to take up the space of light. And here we go, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, and just kind of take a note here. You may start to have tingles and be buzzing inside of your body as your spirit connects more to you through the space holders also. Remember, you start to have healing now, a little more healing with the space holders. They don't always do that, but we're going to have them do some healing for you. So 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40%. Okay, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. So this would be what it's like to have half of your spirit with you. Remember, if you're only 10% of your body initially, you have now added 40% of space holders, and they're just there to give you some light energy, okay?
And you're going to feel very full.
Yes, you will feel very full. Here we go. So 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 55, and I'll just stop there because there's going to be a lot of integration going on. Remember, your body is not used to this typically if you haven't been to this state. Remember, you may have been, maybe you're, say, 60 years of age, and you haven't had this much light in you. you know, maybe it left you when you were five. So let's go to, I think we're at 55, so 56, 57, 58, 59, and 60%. I'm running right now 98%. So this is what I normally run, at least 95 to 98 all the time. 61, 62, 63, 64, 65. Take a 5-second break here. Here we go. 66, 67, 68, 69, and 70. You might want to, everybody, get up and walk a little bit. See how your body's doing. I'll let you walk for about a minute because you may feel completely different. And you should have more awareness, more spirit awareness. And remember, the light's never going to hit you over the head with something that's going to, you know, make you really wake up quickly. Yeah, it's just there. And remember, it's a non-judgment, so it's not going to judge you whether you had a lot or less. We're just helping you to have more energy with you. So here we go. So 71, just take a note on how you're feeling as you're walking. We actually find aches and pains leave you. 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, and 80. Take another minute break here. And again, still walk around to see how your body's doing. I'm getting very warm as this energy is running through me. Here we go. 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, and 90. For most people, if you can look at your eyes right now, they're going to be just bouncing out light. You're going to be seeing like flashlights in your eyes here, okay? And you're going to finally see who you look like. You're able to see your spirit. So 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. There we go. Some of you out there have been with me during the last calls here in New York. I'll be at the same location this coming Friday, so I'll be doing our standard conference call there if you want to come and show up, and also the BBS radio program. And I'll probably more than likely do the question and answer period also. So you can call in on that line too. So, how you doing, Judy?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Feels great.
Okay.
That's great. Well, Ron, we have some comments on the fast chat too. Annika says, "Love the space holder feeling. Thank you." And Karen is asking if this will work on the archives.
Yes, it will.
Wonderful. And let's see, David's mentioning first time he's ever heard of space holders. And I'll also mention. One thing that I noticed when it got into the close to the 100% is as I looked out of my eyes and looked at everything around me, everything else around me looked so much less dense and full of light. So do you have any light to shed on that?
Yeah. If you notice right now, as you look out around you, nothing is attached to you. There's no psychic cords being attached. The energy from other things around you are not connecting to you because the light does not do that. Only the darkness does. So you're in your own bubble. And this is the way it works, yes. And your eyes will be very, very bright. And it's a very peaceful feeling, which you should all feel in peace now. And this is the way it works here. What I will talk about briefly is the archives. The archives, if you do not do any clearings with me, will work for you to get an idea of what we're doing, like we have some newcomers on, and they'll work for about 2 months, okay? And that's enough time to give most people, remember we have 4 shows a week, enough time to give most people the idea that this really works. So after that, if you don't get it, then the archives will not work because my energy is too precious to give out for people to do sample healings all the time for them. So it's just a way for you to be introduced to the BBS program of Creation Lightship Healing. And this is why I have to turn the energy off for people after about 2 months, because you know, I'm working with so many people now on the planet, and also I am working with aliens who are doing these clearings. And I'll talk about that. This is very interesting. Y'all know that people have shapeshifters in their body or shadow bodies, and we don't always know what's around us. We just think that we're here alone. Well, if you've been listening to this program a while, you know that you're not alone. So you may have a lot of these critters inside of you, but they have no way to go to the light. So when you do clearings on the website, these energies that are with you are also having and or sending the clearing to their particular alien race, okay? So this is going out further than what you think. And they're getting cleared. And eventually, maybe all these races that possibly were in the light that went into the darkness, they have an opportunity to come back into the light again. And this is what's happening, is that we're working with a lot of the other races, other things you know nothing about, probably. And as you're on the computer doing this, even on this radio program, these energies are having a healing. Maybe about 2 months ago, I put up the darkness to light clearing. That's free on the website. And that allows the darkness energies to come into the light, to get a spirit slash soul to be put into their body, into their own particular life form that was created by the darkness. So this is a very important healing to do. And also, like I said, when you're doing clearings for yourself, it's going so much further than you would ever even believe. And this is what's happening, is that they're using you in a sense, either looking through your eyes, possibly, I can't guarantee that, or they're in the room also looking at the energy off the computer and giving them or their race a healing. The reason is the darkness energies are all dealing with control. I always say, as above, so below. And there is nothing out there, any alien race, that wants to be controlled by anything. And these could be the meanest, awfulest-looking aliens that you ever want to see, but they're still being controlled. And so they know that that is not right. Everything knows that control is not where they want to live, okay? And so even though they may not like the light, they still don't want to be controlled, okay? And so at that point, they will take these healings and use them. And it's wonderful, and they have a chance to come into the light. So this is the whole process for this BBS radio program, is to bring the darkness into the light. So some of you might have a problem, possibly, and you might feel like you could be under attack. And that could be just these energies that you've always had inside of your body wanting to come to the light also. So that's why I put that free clearing online, darkness to light clearing, and you might feel these things lift off of you as they have a chance to go to the light, because they do see the light in you. Everybody on this planet, but the spirit energy will attract the darkness to them, and it depends how strong the darkness is wanting to come into their body and to live with them. So this is the way they can come into the light. So you already have it with you, and this is the way you can get it released out of you. So I hope that clarifies a few things for some of you out there, because you're doing so much more than what meets the eye here when you get on the site and do clearings. And we have quite a few free ones on there also. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, Judy, are you still on the line? I guess Judy hung up. Thank you for calling, Judy. That was a great request. And let's see what else we have. We have a question about, Ron, are you going to go to the Conscious Life Expo October 15 through 17 in Los Angeles?
Well, I would love to go to it, except somehow they made it the same time as the New York Expo. And so the New York Expo has always been on the same date. And, you know, I think maybe the Conscious Life one, somehow they picked the same date, I think, for the last couple of years, for whatever reason. So, but anyway, I can't be at this moment right now in two places at once.
mean three.
I would love to.
Since you're already on the ship.
I would love to go there, but, you know, I have my commitment here to the people in New York to come here. So that's it. So if the Conscious Life, you know, could somehow change their date, maybe, you know, which they probably can't do right now, but maybe next year, if they change the date about 2 weeks prior, I would be very happy to go to Los Angeles again for that. And I will be going to the one in February.
Okay, great. So how can we work on our own percentage, you know, since we can't have the space holders from the lightship all the time? What do we do to work on getting our individual percentages up?
Okay, the first thing is you want to make sure that you're in your body, okay, regardless of whatever you're doing. So you can tap yourself, you know, you can give yourself a light little pinch, but you don't want to, you know, draw blood when you do it, you know. But just tap yourself enough so that it kind of startles your body a little bit. And then you're going to, if you feel yourself getting more consciousness, maybe becoming awake, that means that you are not here. So was your body here? Don't, you know, I don't know. Was your spirit not here? I don't know that either. So you want to always be here. That's the first thing. So once you're here now, then what you want to do is command your spirit. Remember, you have to wake your spirit up because it's probably sleeping because you're not talking with it, okay? So for it, it's going to be a new experience, okay? So you want to command your spirit to go out and find the parts of you that have been in trauma, okay, that left you or that you kicked out of your body, okay? So then after you command your spirit to do that, once it finds the parts of you around, then you have to heal those. So ask your spirit to heal the parts of your fragments that left you. Now, because you don't have the spirit energy with you, you naturally drew in entities. They will come flocking to your door and come into your body because they see a place to live. So you have to kick out the entities. So have your spirit kick out the entities as much as it can do. It might take a couple of minutes. And then at that point, once they're released out of you, then have your spirit bring in the other parts of you into your body. And that's the procedure for that. And it's up to you to do this. This you should be doing daily. And I know you've all heard this being taught in the churches that you have been to in the past, right?
Yeah, right.
So anyway, that's what you want to do. It's all up to you. You have it. The light is not anywhere but inside of yourself. So you have to definitely, you know, command the energy to help you. And your spirit is what you command. You don't command anything out of yourself, outside of yourself, because it won't be the light. The light does not promote itself in any way, because you already have it. Otherwise, it would be a lesser light or a stronger light, you see. And that way, you'd be in duality. And when you're in duality, then, you know, you're dealing with the darkness. So the light does not deal with duality, didn't create duality. That's just another dark side ploy. Dark side information to separate you from who you really are. You already have it with you, your spirit, and it's up to you to call it back to yourself. Nothing else can do it for you. We do it on this show to help you out, but if this show was not running, you know, we'll say, you know, you should know that this is what you have to do. So back to you, Sylvia.
So it also seems like when you're in the moment and you're in your body, that as you look out of your eyes, you tend to just see what's there in front of you. And like you said a few minutes ago, how you don't really seem attached to anything, so you're just kind of the neutral observer of what's around, and then you just take care of whatever you need to take care of. And then it seems like when you're not really in your body, or specifically when you're in your mind, you're kind of looking at things that aren't really there. You're looking at maybe things that are, you know, maybe pictures of things that happened to you in the past, or the, you know, as you look out at what's in front of you, it maybe doesn't look that real or something like that. Have you noticed that kind of effect?
Yeah, remember, when you're, boy, there's so much I could talk about on that. Maybe I'll bring it up on the Friday show about parallel lifetimes and stuff, because they use the shadow bodies to take your physical body, that's one thing, and maybe your spirit or both, okay, out of this reality here, and they put in a clone of you. So when you are here, and everything else around you feels strange and people are not responding to you, it's because they're all cloned. And the whole Earth experience is cloned for you. And then it also happens the other way around. So that's just the way the dark side works. It's very interesting when you finally catch on to what's happening. And then that has a personality with it when you have a clone body here. And they can look like the exact experience. Just blink your eyes and you can realize that what you're looking at may not be here on this planet. Maybe fabricated, like a movie situation. And so this is what I call walking into, you know, the billboard. It's different than what I removed from your head. That's your psychic billboard. So the way you tell is to maybe tap yourself, pinch yourself, okay, and, you know, get yourself so that you're here. You can do the be here now clearing, but that takes a while to do. And you may not have a computer when you're walking around, so just do that. And if you change, you know, then you know that you weren't here. And people have seen or all of a sudden realize that somebody all of a sudden landed here next to you because they're in a different time frame reality than you, and all of a sudden they popped up here in your time-space reality, and you wonder, well, gee, how did that person get there? They weren't there a second ago, and now they're behind me or beside me, or you're driving your car, and you look, going to do a right-hand turn, and you look, no cars around the road. You pull your car out to do a right-hand turn, and all of a sudden you hear a horn. You look over there, and there's a car there ready to hit you. And you go, well, where do they come from? I didn't see them before. Well, either you were not here in that reality, okay, you were somewhere else, that car was not there, or the other way would be is the fact that maybe that car just got beamed down here and the two time frame realities did not match. Another way of saying it is alien race A took you and brought you back here, and alien race B was working with the other car that's driving, and they both had a different perception and didn't get together to align everything correctly for the two experiences. So all of a sudden, the car shows up and almost hits you. So you have to realize that, like I said before, you're being competed with and used by many races at one time. So that might be kind of far off for some of you, but this is what reality is here. And those are the shadow bodies working and stuff inside of you. So the whole thing is to be present here, and by tapping yourself, pinching yourself, you know that you're here. That's your only way to do that, and you want to be more in your body anyway. So you can do the, the mind-to-heart drop. That's one way to get here. But mainly is, you want to be here now. And that's the only way that I know of to get you here quickly is to do those two things. So.
And what about the affirmations, Ron, that you've shared two of them in the past, one of them about increasing the life force energy, and then the other one, which was commanding, choosing to be here now, and also have your body here now.
Yeah, those two are great also, yeah.
But I don't remember the exact wording on that. Maybe you'd like to share something for people they can use.
Yeah, the affirmation is I now increase my life force energy. And you have to say it out loud, not in your mind, then you're in the darkness saying it, and that's not going to help you at all because you're in mind energy. So you want to say it out loud, I now, which means right now, I now, very simple, increase, that means bring in, increase, my life force energy. That's your spirit energy. So it'll work with anybody on this planet, okay? And if you're an alien listening to the show, it'll work for you too. So I now increase my life force energy. And say that, let's just say 20 times. You're going to feel more awake, and that brings your spirit more into your body. But you also want to be here, so you want to, definitely maybe pinch yourself, tap yourself, and that's how it is. Remember, what's that one saying, I need to pinch myself. I think I'm dreaming or something. That was one of the old
decisions.
Yeah. When something good happens in your life, well, is it really happening or not? So but that is what it means. Is it happening here or somewhere else? And all you have is one lifetime. That one lifetime is here on this planet. You're not a multidimensional being. You don't go out and astral travel to other places. Your spirit is made to be in one body at one time, that incarnation.
And I think in my notes from I found And if anybody is interested in listening to this archive, you might want to write this down. This is from Friday, June 18th of this year. And that's when, Ron, you were sharing with us the affirmation, I now command my body to be here right now, and I now command my spirit to be here right now.
Yeah, that's correct. So let's do another clearing here, I guess. I'm trying to read the words in the fast chat, and being in the moment, I just see the letters here, so it's a little hard to read. We had a request to get rid of some of the alien life form energies. Let's get rid of one of the jellyfish on top of your head. I think we got about 3 minutes left on the program, I believe. So here we go. Taking this energy away, you can do the sample clearings in the very top of the website. I think it's a little green rectangular box there. Click on it. There's some drop-down box, and you can hear some shows there. And we'll be doing these eight-hour-long calls next month. And you may want to get on those, which will help yourself immensely. This helps to get you out of the time-based reality to get more spirit with you. Here we go. I'm doing this here. If you want to close the show, go ahead, Sylvia. This will take me a couple of minutes here. You can talk if you wish. So.
Okay, great. Yeah, I had just noticed also, if you have time to do this one too, is someone had requested caterpillar energy from the knees to be removed.
Okay, here we go. I'll do that right now.
Okay, great.
Off the 10, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So to recap the show, you may want to pinch yourself, maybe just tap yourself so that you become more conscious. Do the mind-to-heart drop, count from 10 to 1 backwards. Maybe do that about 6 times. Command your spirit to be here on planet Earth, this one right now that you're living in, okay? Remember, there's cloned ones out there, but you want to be in this one. And then also command your body back here, and that all should help you out. And then I now increase my life force energy. So I guess we'll be signing off here. So thank you, everybody. Our next program is going to be on Friday about the same time, but we're going to be on Station 2. And then after that, we'll be doing our Q&A night with question and answers on the telephone on a conference line. So that phone number is 646-519-5800. Repeat that, 646-519-5800. They'll prompt you with the PIN number, and that is 9009. And we'll be on that for probably about an hour. So we'll see you then. So blessings to everybody, and have a wonderful evening. And the space holders are going to be with you for the next 30 minutes here. So just sit back, relax, and see what it's like to be where you should be, which is 100% inside of your body. And check out your eyes. So see you later, everybody. Goodbye.
Good night, everyone.